Hey friends, this is Michael Bohm with Youth Apologetics Training. Today we're going to look at another alleged Bible contradiction. Last time we did one of these Bible contradictions, which was several weeks ago, we talked about the Bible and pi and how the Bible allegedly got the value of pi wrong. When you calculate the measurements of the bronze laver, that is described in 1 Kings chapter 7, verse 23, and also 2 Chronicles chapter 4. That's my cat. And anyway, in that particular episode, there was another alleged contradiction that people bring up, and I just quietly scooted it under the rug because I didn't want to deal with two contradictions in one episode, because that would make things a little more confusing on my website when you go to search for a particular alleged contradiction. And so I saved it for next time. Today is that next time. What is this hidden mystery contradiction? Well, when you go to 1 Kings chapter 7, verse 26, it says that this laver can hold, or it contained, 2,000 baths. In fact, I'll read the verse. It was an handbreadth thick, and the brim thereof was wrought like the brim of a cup with flowers of lilies. And here it is. It contained 2,000 baths. But in 2 Chronicles chapter 4, verse 5, it says, and the thickness of it was an handbreadth, and the brim of it, like the work of the brim of a cup with flowers of lilies, and it received and held 3,000 baths. Okay, so one verse says 2,000. The other verse says 3,000. Some of you are shrugging your shoulders already, and you're saying, so what? Normally, I think that would be my response, too. There are several ways to solve this alleged contradiction. And as we go through these alleged contradictions in the Bible, I'm really overdoing this alleged thing, aren't I? Guys, as long as you can solve these contradictions, it's not necessarily a contradiction, right? As long as there's a way to show that it can be worked out, then somebody cannot prove then that the Bible has a contradiction and thus is not the Word of God. And so I found several different ways that people have solved this contradiction, and I'm going to list them here. One website goes into the Hebrew, and I don't necessarily think I agree with this, but he actually finds that both of these passages have very similar Hebrew. And this particular website solves this by going into the Hebrew and pointing out that, well, this particular author believes that there should have been a separation between two words. The word is shloshet, and it was supposed to be separated. There was supposed to be a space in the middle of that one word, and the space would have made it shalshat. And when you separate the two words, apparently it fixes the contradiction and makes both of the passages read 2,000 baths. Interesting. I don't know Hebrew, I'll tell you that right now. And so I read that, and I kind of shrugged my shoulders and think, okay, but to accept that is to accept that we now have a Bible that has copyist errors. And guys, a lot of people subscribe to the idea that the Bible has copyist errors. I am not 100% opposed to that, but I don't buy it. I don't think God would allow for that copyist error on his word. I believe that we actually have the Word of God today. Obviously, we have translations. I believe the King James Version is the best translation we have in English. But as far as the manuscripts we have, I believe that we have the Word of God. Nonetheless, I thought I'd throw that one out here, out there. Matt Slick has a similar, Matt Slick of Carm.org has a similar way of explaining it. But as far as copyist error goes, his is a lot more believable. It's so much easier to just visually look at it. When you look at the Hebrew number for 2,000 versus 3,000, they are ridiculously similar. I believe if you look, I'll put a picture of what 2,000 looks like and what 3,000 looks like. Really, it's a difference between the number 2 and the number 3. The zeros are all the same. But when you look at the number 2 and the number 3, if you were a, as Matt Slick says, if you were a tired copyist, this would be a very easy error to make. Again, though, I don't buy into the whole copyist error thing. So here is another way to take care of this alleged discrepancy. Now, if you go to a website, I'll place a link on my website to this particular article as well. It's on brandplucked.webs. I'm a little confused about that website name, but when you go to this page, it says another King James believer. And I was under the impression that that was his website. Anyway, I'm a little confused about that, but whatever, be that as it may, he had an excellent article where he compares all the other versions, the modern versions, and how they get Second Chronicles incorrect, because in Second Chronicles you have two verbs. The rest of these versions only contain one of the verbs. The two verbs in the King James Version are received and held. Remember how I mentioned that earlier? Second Chronicles, it says, and it received and held 3,000 baths. But in 1 Kings 7:26 it says it contained 2,000 baths. Interesting difference. And when you have both of those verbs together, it helps you understand this a little better. This is what this website says. He says 1 Kings 7:26 tells us that the molten sea actually contained 2,000 baths of water, while the Second Chronicles passage tells us that it could receive and hold 3,000 baths, but it only contained 2,000. Thus, it was only filled to two-thirds of its capacity. It's like saying this gas tank holds 25 gallons. It contains 15 gallons of gas right now. I think that's a fantastic explanation. I don't think we need to go way out of bounds and say we have a screwed-up copyist error in our Bible when we can simply look at it and say, look, it could be filled to 2,000. And that's the way this particular writer in 1 Kings saw it. And here we see in 2 Chronicles that it could actually be filled up to 3,000. Matthew Henry subscribes to this same interpretation of the two texts. Matthew Henry, he says, there was the molten sea, a very large brass pan in which they put water for the priests to wash. And in verse 2, in verse 6, it was put just at the entrance into the court of the priest, like the font at the church door. If it were filled to the brim, it would hold 3,000 baths. But ordinarily, there were only 2,000 baths in it. Jameson Fawcett Brown also shared in this interpretation of the text. He says it may be remarked that different words are employed. The one in 1 Kings 7:26 rendered contained, the two here rendered received and held. There was a difference between receiving and holding. It received and held 3,000 baths. All right, guys, that's it. The Bible doesn't contain any contradictions. It has 66 books written by over 40 authors over thousands of years, and yet it fits together perfectly without error. That is the God we serve, and that is the word that he has given us. Praise God. Come out to the website, youthapologeticstraining.com. And there, guys, you can leave comments and questions. I do want to talk to you. You can also catch me on Google+, Facebook, and Twitter. And with that, I love you guys, and I'll see you tomorrow.